We are
three gay guys,
two states,
and one podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a long time. It took 2 hours to prepare to start this podcast.
It literally has. So it's been 17 months since we all got together, and it has been very challenging.
Unrelated to COVID, by the way.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the shutdown.
So if you remember in our last podcast, we specifically made fun of coronavirus, and coronavirus kicked our ass.
That went great.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. Mm. But this is 17 months in the making. We actually thought that like we were going to keep this up. This was going to be like a legit thing, and it wasn't.
Yeah,
so we were just like
we were totally going to try to record my God. Our voices from our own home.
It was live,
you know,
together. Oh my God. So I don't know how coronavirus like treated you guys, but treated him, our one
you
viewer.
One person,
our one viewer who's been waiting for 17 months, and could not live without our podcast.
I have to live through coronavirus. I can hear the next podcast.
But yeah, it's been a shit show. So Patrick, you want to talk about your experience?
So this is called Not Today Satan. The title of today's podcast. Everything went wrong trying to get this back on track. Mm. So unfortunately, I did have to ditch Thomas in Fresno. A very attractive ticket agent gave me a ticket, but not Thomas. So I said, bye! See you in San Antonio.
Yeah.
It was so dumb.
It seriously tested our relationship. And like, you know what? Like, if you are traveling with a friend... And you both were traveling on the same flights, and your friend got a boarding pass, and you did not, and your friend leaves, he's not really your friend. Because that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
I'm a true friend to Steve.
It was very challenging.
So I arrived, and we did all the stuff Thomas didn't want to do together, like Golden Walk. That was good. No one to make racist comments about Godzilla while we were there.
You have to go to a couple of podcasts behind to
understand that.
Yeah. We're still not really sure what that's in reference to, but yeah, we also walked to ramen, and unfortunately they were out of literally everything.
Oh my God.
I'd like this. Oh, we're out. Can I have this? Steve got a little bitchy. He's like, why don't you just tell me what you do have? That's the voice he used. He gets like that. He's bitchy, to be honest.
So meanwhile, while they were having fun, I was back in Fresno because I did not get my boarding pass. And so I started pouting. I was very angry. And
he texted us he wasn't going to come.
Yeah. And I said, fuck you.
I guess I shouldn't come.
Yeah, no. Since you guys don't want me to come.
I thought he was going to be on the next flight.
Yeah,
like,
but it just
coming.
Didn't work out. And so I finally, I booked my flight for the next day. So our extended stay actually ended up being a shorter stay, you know, one day less. And so I was thinking, okay, fine, fuck it, I lost a day, we'll come the next day, and you know, we'll have a great time. So as I am flying the very next day, Patrick and Steve were over in our Airbnb, and we were all excited about the Airbnb because it was a nice place.
So nice.
In downtown San Antonio. And so I'm flying, and I'm texting them, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm heading over. Nothing. And then on the airplane, which they have free texting, I was like, hey, guys, I'm coming. Nothing. And in my head, the first thing I thought was that they were both dead. I literally thought they had carbon monoxide poisoning. They both died, and at least they were together, and that made me happy.
But all of Thomas's friends die, so he's really accustomed to
it. I was just like
again?
Just like, this is my fifth set of friends. Why does this always happen to me?
Is it me? Do I kill them?
So in my head, I'm thinking like that maybe they're dead, but selfishly, I was like, where am I going to stay? Or, like, I'm not going to stay where the dead bodies are. Like,
I don't have a key fob to the Airbnb with the dead people.
How does this work? And so as I'm about 2 hours away, and as I'm in the air, that's when I get a message from Patrick. And I thought it was a joke. I actually thought it was a joke. Because I was like, we are, like, I am not, like, not today, Satan. Not today. Like, you literally, Satan, you robbed me of a day of our vacation, and you're not going to do this again. But Patrick, what did you text me? What did you say?
I said, Steve vomited directly into my mouth, and he's not feeling well. We are going to the hospital. So Steve, in his infinite wisdom, bought a manual transmission car, which I haven't driven in 16 years. So luckily, I remembered how to drive it and somehow fumbled our way to University Hospital and dropped him off at the ER.
Okay, so Steve, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you were feeling? God. And literally, your two best friends were coming, and you decided to throw a fit. So explain what that fit was.
Since you're here, I'm going to the hospital.
So, you guys, first off, I'm sorry, because I totally did it on purpose.
I knew it.
So, God. So Patrick and I, Wednesday, arrived, right? Picked him up at the hospital. We had everything. Airport. We're so happy that Thomas wasn't here.
At the hospital. You picked him up at the airport.
I just got my sex changed.
Yeah, no, you said hospital. Yeah. Yeah.
Picked him up at the airport.
He's still in anesthesia.
I'm like, okay, you know, Patrick, we're going to have fun. Thomas isn't here.
Now we're going to have a blast now.
It was going to be tolerable, but now Thomas isn't here. It's going to be so much better.
So much better.
Like, I got so lucky I had to pay Tony at the gate $20 to not let Thomas in.
Oh, my God.
Had two great meals that day, you know. We had our
dim sum.
Yes. Oh, my God, that Patrick and I just tore up. It was delicious. Then later on that evening, we had ramen. And so Thursday morning.
The morning I was going to fly over because morning, you guys didn't want me to be here Wednesday.
Morning, Thomas was already in the air.
I just needed some time.
I got this slight pain in my abdomen area.
Slight.
Like, it was slight for sure. I just thought I slept wrong. Then tossing and turning, and it got worse and worse, and it just would not stop. No matter what position I was in, whether it was standing, sitting, laying down, did not matter. I was in such horrendous pain. So it got to the point where the pain was so bad, I was vomiting over the kitchen sink. I didn't have anything inside of me, just water.
And cum.
And stop.
No, because that guy came over.
Don't think we forgot about that.
I know. Well, there are cameras in this Airbnb, and we had access. So.
I was so bad at first. I called my doctor. I made an appointment for 2 p.m. It just kept getting worse. There was no relief at all. I tried to take ibuprofen, and I was throwing it back up. So there was no relief at whatsoever. So that's when I begged Patrick. I'm like, you remember how to drive shift, right? And he's like, yeah, I remember. And so he took me to the ER.
Meanwhile, I was in the plane and I was on my way coming down, descending.
He literally was descending down into San Antonio while I was being driven to the emergency room.
Well, Steve was descending to
like, oh my God, it got even worse. I thought I was already having it bad at the Airbnb, whatever. Mm-hmm. When I got there, I was begging the receptionist. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. She's like, take a seat, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I did. Finally, I had to go back up. I interrupted them, and I'm like, I am so sorry. I can't take this pain anymore. Took me back, put an IV. Hours later, they actually shot up some morphine into me, which is great. I was actually able to tolerate a little. Hours later, did a CT scan, and they let me know that my gallbladder was all jacked up. So,
she's coming out.
Yeah, definitely. So by the next morning, I was on the operating table, and
we were at the bar.
Yeah, I totally had my gallbladder out, and these two bitches were just having a blast.
Well, I know. I mean, it's like, what are we going to do? Like, can we go operate on you? Like, I mean, honestly, seriously.
We had to take Steve his vape juice, because that's what mattered the most.
Yeah, seriously.
So we drop it off at the ER and then get an Uber to the club, and the Uber driver's like, you guys just got out of the ER and you're going to a club? That's weird. Yeah. Like, priorities, sir.
I know. I was like, his COVID was light. It was COVID light. It wasn't COVID like the real one. It was a COVID light. It was non-Delta.
It was non-Delta.
Oh my God. And remember we were making fun of coronavirus last time we were here. And the fucking world shut down. I feel like we caused it. Like, so honestly. Lucky.
So lucky we were able to entertain you guys with our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was www.mycoronavirus.com to see which coronavirus is right for me.
Well, the Delta variant is obviously the one you want to avoid.
I don't want that one.
But, yeah. No, it was. This has been a very. I mean, we honestly. So Patrick and I were supposed to arrive on Wednesday together. Patrick arrived by himself. Thursday, I arrived, but then Steve decided he needed to get his gallstone or his gallbladder removed. And so Friday, which was yesterday, he had a surgery and he was released in the afternoon. And so we picked him up and we recovered with alcohol, even though the nurse said he shouldn't have any. So today is Saturday, and this is our last full day here in San Antonio. And so we were able to go downtown and have lunch. And we have tickets to Bill Maher tonight, so we're going to go and have some comedy. And then later on, we are going to do part two of our... Not today, Satan. So this is part one of Not Today, Satan. We just wanted to make sure that when we were more sober, that we were able to kind of explain to you guys like how like this trip, which should have been like picture perfect,
it should have been a four day trip in paradise,
and we all have like different like I needed this trip to decompress from work. Patrick needed it. Steve needed, all of us needed this trip. Like, this trip was the marker for everything.
Yeah.
And it was now a marker for different things.
Right.
And on top of that, it's been raining.
It's fucking been raining.
Every fucking hour
of the
ice every
on
fucking
the
shit.
Like,
and
shit.
The mosquitoes fucking love rain because they fucking are eating our asses up. Yeah. They're not fucking licking our asses. They're fucking eating our asses. It's fucking ridiculous.
With the proboscis.
Yeah.
To be fair, I didn't have any issues. Thomas was like, I'm not coming today. And Steve was like, I have to go to the hospital. I was like, okay, well, I'm on time, so not sure what your problem is.
Yeah. It's... So, we have 17 months worth of just, like, shit that we have not been able to hang out and talk and film our podcasts. And so, we wanted just to preface our evening podcast session with just an explanation as to where we are, the context of just everything that we've been through, just to actually hang out together. And honestly, I feel like God is just saying you guys should not ever hang out together because he is throwing everything and the kitchen sink into this fucking trip. Like,
Satan is not allowed to get together.
Satan is like, yeah, not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. So, it's been fucking ridiculous. So it has been about 24 hours since Steve has had his surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel right now?
You know, I'm high as a kite. Thankfully, I got my blend of pain meds.
Which he's not sharing, by the way.
Yeah.
Rude.
So
I really wanted to
crush
him.
I can actually laugh. Yeah, yesterday I could not even laugh because of it would just cause a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But other than that, I feel great. I'm sure the hospital, the staff, I want to thank them because they really did a good job. Even though I got them four little incisions, whatever the hell. I know there's a term for it, but I don't remember the name. But anyways, they did a great job. I'm just sore. The pain meds are working really nicely. I wasn't even able to laugh. But now with the help of that, you know, and of course, the love of a couple of buddies makes everything feel better.
Well, Steve kept telling us, don't make me laugh. And we're like, Steve, we're hilarious people. There's nothing we can do.
How can I limit this? Like,
do you want me to not speak?
I could put myself in the corner, I guess. But, seriously.
He asks too much of us.
He really does. This has been a trying. Like, I feel like I've earned my angel wings. I feel like I've earned my angel wings to just, like, you know, go directly to heaven. Instead of Montero, go directly to hell. So I'm just saying. But we are going to continue this tonight. And we will just kind of catch up on on all the P's and Q's all and A, on. B's and C's and all the goings on.
Please stay tuned.
Yes. But we just wanted to kind of give you guys like the lowdown as to like, this has been a fucking challenging for us. And it's fucking still raining outside. And I fucking have my 50 bites on me. And I did not enjoy any of them. So that just really sucks.
Our trip is ruined.
Our trip is ruined. No. So we're just going to salvage... We're going to salvage as much as we can, you know.
Yes, we are.
But, all right, so we're going to sign off. So that means we're going to sign off our way. Yes, so,
we are... 3 Gay Guys.
Tuesdays.
1 podcast. Tune in a few minutes, and we will go ahead and continue with part 2 of Not Today, Satan. Not Today.
Bye, guys.